You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Roger Sutton. Findings of a University of Michigan researcher suggest that good deeds may not only be spiritually beneficial, but could help you live longer. Neil Kraus studies stress and health among the elderly and religion and health in late life. In one of his recent projects, he found that providing social support to fellow church members reduced the effects of the support provider's own financial problems on their mortality. In contrast, the data suggested that receiving support from people at church did not have the same stress buffering effect.
Up until now, what a lot of people have done is they've looked at the relationship between attending church and mortality. There's a very good solid core of studies. And these studies show that the more often you go to church, the lower your odds of dying over time. But then people ask the question, what does that mean? Because when you walk through a door of a place called a church, all kinds of things happen. You could pray, listen to sermons, you know, and the list just goes on and on. So nobody was ever sure what that meant. So this study was really designed to say, okay, what happens when people go there? And what does that tell us about church attendance? And the answer was, there was a relationship. But once you started looking at these social relationships, that disappeared. So it provides some evidence that part of the protective effect of going to church has to be, or is likely to be, the social relationships that people maintain there. Providing emotional support to people that you worship with, that is other people in your congregation, lowered the odds of your dying, but only when you encountered economic problems. So to put it another way, among people who had significant economic problems, providing emotional support to the people they worship with reduced their odds of dying over time. It was linear, so if you looked at the lowest possible score, that would be the people that provided the least support to others, their odds of dying were elevated about 85% in the face of financial difficulty. On the other hand, for people with even average levels of providing support to others, that relationship was no longer statistically significant. It completely offset the effects of economic problems. Helping others is good for the support providers is kind of the big message here. We also looked at whether receiving support helped you with your own economic problems. And initially, the data suggests it did. So if other people helped you, that helped you deal better with your own economic problems. But the real kicker was when we put the two of them together and said, okay, is giving better than getting? The answer was yes. There was a significant relationship with receiving support and that reducing the effects of your own economic problems on mortality. That was statistically significant. But when that was put together in the same mathematical model with providing support was the winner, so to speak. That was the one that emerged as being significant, whereas receiving was no longer.
So what's the bottom line here?
Obviously, my findings have to be replicated by other people, but based on these findings, I'd say I'd encourage older people to get involved in helping others. That has been demonstrated outside the context of religion. There are many studies out there, many interventions that have been designed that provide at least some evidence that shows that helping others is good for the support provider. So this builds on that, but in a particular or in a specific context, which is the church.
Kraus holds appointments at the UM School of Public Health, Institute for Social Research, and Institute of Gerontology.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.